क्षण तुम आओ मुक्त कराओ सुन ही लो अब मेरी दुहाई पल पल है भारी वो विपता है आई मोहे बजाने अब आओ रघुराई
राम को भूलो ये देखो रावण आया है फैली सारी सृष्टि पर जिसकी छाया है क्यों जब भी हो राम राम तुम क्यों लेती हो राम नाम तुम राम राम का रटन जो ये तुमने है लगाया सीता सीता तुमने राम में ऐसा क्या गुण पाया
गिन पाएगा उनके गुण कोई क्या इतने शब्द ही कहाँ पहुँचेगा उस शिखर पे कौन भला मेरे राम जी जहाँ जग में सबसे उत्तम है मर्यादा पुरुषोत्तम है सबसे शक्तिशाली है फिर भी रखते संयम है पर उनके संयम की अपनी को है सीमा रावण समय है मांगे क्षमा
बज सत्य का डंका जल पाप की लंका आए राजा राम करे हम प्रणाम संग आए लक्ष्मण जैसा भाई
पल पल है भारी वो भी पिता है आई
शक्ति अगर है राम में साहस है तो क्यों नहीं आए अभी तक वो तुम्हारी रक्षा को जिनका वर्णन करने में थकती नहीं हो तुम यहाँ ये बताओ वो तुम्हारे राम है इस पल कहाँ
श्वास में राम हर आशा में मेरे राम ही हर आस में
ओ, 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 राम ही तो करुणा में है शांति में राम है राम ही है एकता में प्रगति में राम है राम बस भक्तों नहीं शत्रु की भी चिंतन में है देख तज के पाप रावण राम तेरे मन में है
Om Shanti. In the mythological epic Ramayana, a very beautiful event has been described. When Ram, Lakshman and Sita, they return back from exile of 14 years, there is coronation of Sri Ram. But his younger brother Lakshmana starts laughing. People feel as if he is making fun of them and nobody understands why Lakshmana is laughing. And everybody feels that he is laughing at me. Sita feels that Lakshmana probably is laughing at me because I had to undergo the fire test. Ram's mother Kaushalya feels that he is laughing at me because my son could not be crowned as king 14 years back. The stepmother Kaikeyi thinks he is laughing at me because I committed the blunder. Hanuman thinks he is laughing at me because I had to burn my tail. Another monkey, King Sugriva thinks he is laughing at me because I used Rama to kill my brother Bali. So in this manner, Everyone thinks he is laughing at me. Bibhishana thinks that he is laughing at me because I got my brother killed through Rama. So nobody understands why he is laughing. Ultimately he is asked, why are you laughing? So he says, I am laughing for a very different reason. Anyone? He says, 14 years back, when I had gone for exile with my brother Ram, I had promised my mother that I will not sleep for 14 years. And the story says that on the very first day when he was slightly catching a wink of sleep, he requested the goddess of sleep, Nidra Devi, to please come and take away his sleep for 14 years. And that's why he says, I have not slept for 14 years and I have transferred my sleep to my wife, and my wife was sleeping all the time, 14 years. But now it is the time I wanted to see the coronation of Sri Ram, but 14 years have finished and now the sleep is coming back to me and I cannot see him. And he goes off to sleep. So 14 years of tapasya, 14 years of no sleep, it is a metaphor. It doesn't mean that he was not sleeping, it means that he was awake, alert, vigilant all the time. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, everyone is sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. It is the sleep of ignorance, it is the sleep of forgetfulness, it is the sleep of oblivion, it is the sleep of forgetfulness of one's own original nature. The whole world is sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. And here the Lakshmana sets the example of sleeplessness, means eternal watchfulness, means eternal awakening, means complete mindfulness all the time. And there is yet another example in Ramayana, and it is known as Lakshmana Rekha. Everybody knows Lakshmana Rekha? The line which he had drawn. And in the modern world, Lakshmana Rekha means rules. Lakshmana Rekha means conventions. Lakshmana Rekha means maryadas. Lakshmana Rekha means line of protection. Lakshmana Rekha means rules of codes of conduct. If you break them, you will have unnecessary problem. Just as Sita broke that Lakshmana Rekha, crossed that Lakshmana Rekha, and she landed up in cottage of sorrow. That Sita represents soul. The moment we cross the Lakshmana Rekha, we also would land up in the cottage of sorrow. So Lakshmana Rekha in the modern world means rules, regulations, maryadas, conventions. So in today's class and tomorrow's class, we have 2 days. In these 2 classes, we are going to discuss all the maryadas of Brahmin life. Though many of us know about them, but a time-to-time revision is necessary so that we do not fall slack. So that a time should not come that we get tempted to cross this line of protection, line of conduct, line of maryada. Because the moment we cross it, we'll end up in trouble. So there are about 26 maryadas of Brahmin life. We will see about 13 today and 13 tomorrow. And these maryadas are not just to be remembered, but to be practiced, and not just to be practiced, but to be taught to everyone. Every new student, once he gets his faith right, once he places his firm faith in Baba, you should make him aware of all the maryadas, because you cannot say that I did not know this. Suppose somebody is walking, driving on the wrong side of the road, and the police catches him and he says, oh, is it like that? I didn't know, I'm new here. The police will let him go? Never. So you cannot say that, oh, is that the thing? I did not know, nobody ever taught me. I did never heard in Murli. But how many Murlis you have heard? You have come now. Murlis are going on from so many years. Even those who are in knowledge for a very long time, I don't think there are only few souls who have finished reading all the Avyakta Murlis from 1969 till 2016 or 17. There are hardly very few souls who have finished reading all the Avyakta Murlis. Is there anyone here who has finished reading all the Avyakta Murlis? They are so vast treasure of knowledge. And Maryadas are hidden, lying, scattered here and there in all the Avyakta Murlis. So we need to decode the Lakshman Rekha. We need to understand the Maryadas. We need to decipher the hidden rules and regulations which Baba has taught. So the first and the foremost Maryada is Amrit Vela. There is a beautiful book on Amrit Vela. Small book. It's available in Hindi as well as English. If you have not read that book, please read the book on Amrit Vela. It contains compilation of all Baba's teaching on Amrit Vela. So the foundation of this Brahmin life is Amrit Vela. If you are repeatedly missing Amrit Vela, you are bound to commit some or other blunder throughout the day. If you are repeatedly missing Amrit Vela, your stage will gradually go down. If you are repeatedly having a very ordinary Amrit Vela, with no experience of bodilessness, with no experiences of supersensuous joy, with no experiences of getting drowned in Baba's love, throughout the day, somebody's love will attract you. And as Baba said in today's blessing, then those juicy news, those crispy talks, those spicy, interesting world news, you would want to listen. And Baba says, don't listen them. Listen but don't listen. Hear but don't hear. First, three things Baba told in today's Murli. Murli, where is the Murli? Okay, first. Second, but if you listen, but put a full stop. That's the second thing. First, don't listen. Second, if you listen, put a full stop to such news of the world. This Murli is such a beautiful treasure. Yeah. Throughout the Murli, you keep on getting so many good things. Keep on picking them up. We keep on contemplating on each and every point. So when your Amrit Vela is not powerful, then if somebody tells something, you will have negative impression of that person. Baba is saying, if suppose somebody says, first of all, don't listen. Second, even if you listen, put a full stop. Third step, do not have negative feelings or dislike for the person about whom you have heard something. Because these are fake news. Because it is known as yellow journalism. Yellow propaganda, yellow journalism, there are fake news in the world. So you have to use your discretion, your acumen to understand what is true and what is untrue. And all these things will come only when you do a very powerful Amrit Vela every day. That's why the first Maryada, the first rule, the first regulation, the first conduct in the Brahmin life is doing powerful Amrit Vela. And what is the method of doing powerful Amrit Vela, or to get up early in the morning and to have powerful Amrit Vela? The aim is not to get up early in the morning. The aim is to sleep early at night. When you sleep early at night, automatically you will get up early in the morning and automatically you will have strong Amrit Vela. People want to do a very good Amrit Vela, but their sleeping time is very late at night. And throughout the day also there is no rest. When you squeeze yourself like this, calling it seva, gradually stage goes down. Remember that in Brahmin life there are two things. One is seva and another is remembrance. And recently in one of the Avyakta Murli, Baba said, Maharathis are those who keep remembrance first, seva second. And horse riders and cavalries are those who keep seva first and remembrance second. So when you keep on stretching yourself, burning the midnight lamp and somehow still trying to get up for Amrit Vela and feeling sleepy and falling here and falling there, or sleeping during the Murli class, then you cannot experience that bliss, that joy of Brahmin life. That's why make it an aim that you have a very powerful Amrit Vela, and the preparation of the Amrit Vela should start at night. And you should have certain plan for Amrit Vela, that this is what I want to do for Amrit Vela. This is the drill I want to practice for Amrit Vela. Or even if you still feel sleepy, immediately after getting up, read something very good. And what I suggest you, a very beautiful method, every day's Murli is there, just read the blessing immediately after getting up. And then before you go to the room, other room where you do Amrit Vela, convert this blessing into a drill and practice that drill. Convert it into some form of drill. For example, today Baba says, while moving along, some children mix Srimad with the dictates of other soul. Now you have just picked up one word, Srimad. So now, do today's Amrit Vela on this one particular thing, Srimad. Create, visualize that Baba is sitting and he is giving me Srimad directly. As if I am that Arjuna and God is sitting in the chariot and he is directly telling me the Srimad. This will be your Amrit Vela drill. You have just picked up one word, convert it into drill. When you have such variety, such newness, then you don't feel sleepy. Otherwise, you keep on sleeping all the time. And that's why I gave the example of Lakshmana. He was awake for 14 years. We are also tapasvis, staying awake all the time is the goal, not to fall to sleep. So that is the first maryada. Second maryada is brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is very, very important for purity. Though brahmacharya doesn't mean purity or complete purity, it is the base on which the building of purity is formed. That's why celibacy in thought, word, deed, relationships, in behavior, in imagination, in memories, in awareness, in feelings, emotions, dreams, purity at all level, in writing, what you are sending, what messages are you sending, are they pure? What you are typing, is it pure or it has got personal attachment, colors? Purity means no attachment. Purity means complete cleanliness of the heart. Purity means there's nothing to hide. Purity means transparent. Purity means lightness. So make the practice of brahmacharya as firm, as strong as possible. Purify all the relationships you are having with each other. And especially brothers having relationships with sisters, and sisters who are in touch with brothers for seva or whatever reasons. There is a high chance of impurity to enter in such relationships. That's why Baba often says, even this relationship of brother and sister sometimes leads to fall. That's why 2 days back also Baba said, keep the vision of brotherhood. All are brothers, that's it. and interact with other souls with that vision only. Otherwise, the moment you think somebody as male or female, you get attracted towards the body. Somebody is beautiful, somebody's nature is sweet, somebody speaks very nicely, somebody has particular skills, some abilities, some specialties, and I get attracted. Somebody speaks very nicely, somebody's tone is very sweet, somebody's seva is very nice, somebody is very perfect, punctual. Something or something is there in each and every Brahmin souls, and one tends to get attracted. And to get influenced is the one of the forms of lust. Kamana is a form of kaam. There's a big Murli on this, to get influenced by somebody. Baba was very strict on that. So once, if you cross this Lakshman Rekha, this line, then you incur losses, unnecessary problems. So this is the second maryada, which you should practice and you should teach your students also. And things should be very clear-cut in your mind about this. The third maryada for the center vasis, or the those who come to center students, is center atmosphere. Do not defile the atmosphere of the center. There are many people who come to center and start discussing, after the Murli class, they start discussing about politics. After the Murli class, in the classroom only, they start discussing business. In the classroom only, they start discussing problems of the world. Or they start sharing with each other interesting world news. Baba said, remember three things which Baba said in today's Murli. Don't listen. Listen, but don't listen. Second, if you listen and there is no way out, put a full stop. Third, if you listen, if you put a full stop, but still see that you don't develop hatred for the person about which some negative thing was told by the other person. It's hearsay. Don't believe in rumors. And these are very dangerous things in Brahmin life especially. That's why the entire blessing is based on that. News. And Baba said in one of the Murlis, the more the interesting the news is, the more the chances that it is waste. You feel it is a very interesting news. You hear that, oh, one brother was there, now he is no more there. You hear that one sister was there, I heard that she got married. Oh, such an interesting news. With whom she got married? How she got married? How long the affair was going on? Instead of remembering what are all points in the Murli, you want to know more and more about it. Now where is she? What is she doing? Many things like that. So there are all juicy news. We should have no interest in all these things. We know everyone's part. Baba said, none of you is to be blamed. In today's Murli, at some point of time, Baba said, you are not to be blamed. Neither Ravan nor you are to be blamed. There is one Murli like that. This only. Nobody is to be blamed. So, the third maryada is center atmosphere. Make it an aim to make the center atmosphere very powerful. Feel that this is my responsibility to make the atmosphere of the center powerful. So that if a new person comes, he should feel as if this is an ashram. He should feel this is a temple. Go to the temple of the world. How peaceful, serene they are. Calm, quiet. People go there, they never will have vicious thoughts. And this is the place of God. This is the temple of temples. This is the place from where all the temples have generated. Because all the deities of the temples are sitting here. So make it an aim to make this atmosphere powerful. With our pure thoughts. With our pure visions. With our soul conscious visions. This is the third maryada. Fourth maryada, dress. Dress code. If we wear such dress that others get attracted to me, what should it be called? In the Islam religion, for females, they talk about five rules for dress in Islam, and they are very relevant. The first rule is that clothes should not be transparent. Second rule is that clothes should cover everything except face, hands, feet. The third rule is that they should not be like females. The dress of female should not be like that of a male. The fourth rule is that they should not be so fanciful, so colorful that somebody is getting attracted to it. And fifth rule is that, in Islam I am talking, Baba has not told all these things. And fifth rule is that dress should be not like a non-believer. In Islam, those who don't believe in Islam, they call them kafir. Kafir. So, our dress, Baba has given a very beautiful dress. At least when we come to the center, it should be very clean, white, should have a badge because we are military, spiritual armies. Even when you go out, your dress should be very decent. It should not happen that somebody gets attracted to me. I don't have any attraction, but they are getting attracted to me. But their attraction, their vibrations of attraction will create vibrations of attraction in me, and soon I will also start getting attracted to them. It's two-way process always. It's not that I will resist. Those vibrations will reach me. That's why dress code Baba has given. It should be clean. We should be properly covered. It should not be very fanciful, very attractive, transparent. When somebody sees you, they should feel he is a deity. When somebody sees you, he should feel she is a goddess. Looking at you, they should have a very pure feelings. They should not feel that you are an ordinary girl. You are a college girl. Baba has often said, don't think that you are hostel girls. You are those who are the deities. You are Rajrishis. You are yoginis. You are tapasvinis. Dadis were so small. At that time, Baba infused in them such spirit of purity. Otherwise, those small girls, they would have gone in the world. But how they were nurtured, sustained with purity. So, do not compromise on this. So, our dress code should be, dress should be cleaned. They should not be dirty. They should not be tattered. They should be properly covered. And badge. Baba says badge is your scripture. Badge is your weapon. And you should not feel ashamed to wear the badge. Do those military people feel ashamed to wear the badge, their dress? Never. You must have seen Sikh people wearing all that pagdi and all. Do they feel ashamed? Never. The nurse of the hospital, she wears her hospital clothes. Does she feel ashamed? No, that's her job. And who are we? We are spiritual army. This is our dress, and we should also not feel ashamed. Our dress should be colored wise, very light color, as far as possible, white or light colored, not too fanciful. So, fourth maryada is dress. Next maryada is economy. Economy means electric current, water, petrol, money. Don't waste any one of these things. If it is near about distance, go walking. Don't ride. If you see some lights, consider your home as a yagya. Considering center as your home, just as you are careful and cautious about not wasting lights, electricity, water. So this is yagya. Everything that we are getting here is from yagya. Even a morsel of food, a grain of food should not be wasted. At least because of me. We see in Madhuban that people come, they take one glass of tea and half they drink and half they keep and go away. They are wasting it. If you don't want to drink, why you took the whole glass? They come and they take so much food in their plates and half of it is thrown, waste over. What are you wasting? Baba has taught economy, become the avatar, become the incarnation of economy. That's the maryada of this yajna. So the maryada is economy. The next maryada is food. Food. How many of you offer bhog, those who stay at home? A few of them. But I think everyone should offer bhog, those who stay at home, at least once in 24 hours. That's offering of bhog is our expression of love for Baba. So you also start and teach others also to offer bhog, at least once in the afternoon. With prepare food with lot of love in Baba's remembrance. There should be purity in the food. It should not be tamopradhan, it should be satopradhan. And prepare it in Baba's remembrance, offer it, and even while eating, eat in Baba's remembrance. Then only the intellect will get purified. If you are watching television, movies or WhatsApp or other things and eating at the same time, what vibrations you are putting inside. And kitchen should be very, very clean place. And kitchen should be absolutely, keep it as clean as possible. So that you can prepare, and if there are other people in the family who are not in Gyan, you should have your separate utensils, at least for offering bhog or preparing your own food, avoiding all the tamopradhan things of the world. And respect your food. So food is a very important dharana or maryada in Brahmin life. And as far as possible, eat in silence, if there is no urgent talk necessary. If you are in function or all things, that's fine. But suppose you are at home, you are alone, or one or two people are there, try to eat in silence, in Baba's remembrance. And then next maryada, giving good wishes, happiness and blessings to others in the Brahmin family and in the world also. Don't wish evil for anybody. Give good wishes, give blessings for everyone. This is, take it as a maryada, because many times we develop evil, negative feelings for each other. Those who stay together for a long time, because they keep on seeing their each other's faults, they tend to develop some negative thoughts about them. But remember, which is this Brahmin family? Baba said this is Ishwariya Parivar in today's Murli. This is Patshala. This is the school. This is the family. A divine family, such divine family you will not have even in the golden age. So, good wishes, pure feelings, blessings, and give happiness to everyone. Don't cause sorrow to anyone. Because of me, none of this, no soul in the world should be unhappy. And the next maryada is holy company. Seek the company of highly spiritual minded souls. Seek the company of intense effort makers. Don't go to those Brahmins who are not interested in Jnana, who are not interested in yoga, who are interested only in service. For them, service is everything. They have forgotten Jnana and they have forgotten yoga. For them, yoga means just doing Amrit Vela. That's it. There are no experimentations in yoga. There are no exploring of knowledge. There is no discussion of knowledge in their life. The only thing which is there is gross service. That's it. If you keep on keep company with such people for a long time, you also become like that and you also get out of touch of Gyan. Gyan, we know everything. That thing happens. But Gyan should be freshed. Gyan should be all the time bubbling in our minds and hearts. So keep the company of spiritual minded people, intense effort makers. And if you don't have, one more thing, listen to audios, highly inspiring audios. Every day listen at least one class on intense effort maker making. Our dadis have given so many classes, senior brothers and sisters of the yajna, they have so many beautiful classes. Make it an aim that you listen to one class, and when you will listen, while walking, while in the travel, so that you don't have to give another time for it. You're waiting for somebody, keep on listening. I heard in one of the sisters, I was in one of the centers, there was one sister there. She was so busy, but I found that she had one earphone on here. And she was listening a class, and she was working and doing some things in the kitchen. She said, I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm listening some class. Why? She said, I don't want to waste time. Otherwise, there are so many gossips around, making the round in Brahmin family itself. I don't want to waste my time. So fill yourself with the company of great mind. This is also a holy company. Books are the holy company. Nature is the holy company. Great minds are the holy company. Baba is the highest company, agreed. But company of intense effort maker is also very needed. So holy company. And then imbibe divine virtues is a maryada. Keep on imbibing new virtue every day. Seek what is the virtue which is lacking in me and how can I imbibe it. Next, journey to Madhuban. Your journey to Madhuban should be through proper channels. One, your journey through Madhuban, when you go to Madhuban, what are the things to be done? We will see few parts tomorrow again of this same thing. Because we have seen that people go to Madhuban for tapasya, but they are lost in some other things. Extra tapasya activities. Other than tapasya, they keep on doing everything. So your Madhuban visit should be very powerful visit. Very focused, introverted. And once you come back, you should feel you are charged. Otherwise, many people go and they keep on meeting 100 people here, there. They keep on doing shopping or meeting people, that's the only thing they do. They never sit down in silence, in solitude, contemplate, retrospect, introspect, think what is lacking in me, self-checking, all these things are lost. There also they get start with seva and extroversion and talkative business and gossips. Once they go there, they carry the gossips of center to the Madhuban. When they come back from center, they carry the gossips of Madhuban to center. This is what people keep on doing. And when they are asked, how was the Baba meeting? They say, beautiful. Very nice meeting with Baba. Very good experience. Zero experience. Spend time in silence in Madhuban. And then, love for one Baba. L stands for love for one Baba. Loving only one Baba. Today also Baba said. Just forget everyone. The destruction is ahead. You are not to have any relationship with anyone. That is a powerful statement from today's Murli. The destruction is in front. You children should not have any relationships with anyone. Don't form any intimate relationship with anyone. Don't form too close relationships with anyone. So that person keeps on missing you and you keep on missing that person. And then sending messages, I miss you and I this and I that. And if there is no reply from that side, then you get angry. The people keep on doing all these things. I'll tell you one more thing. Everybody has got WhatsApp, okay? So form a new group on WhatsApp. Name the group as, you can call it Baba or My Baba. Then add your friend in that group and remove that person. So that group is formed. In that group only you are there. For forming of group you need somebody, no? So add somebody and then remove that person. So only one person is there, and throughout the day keep on sending message to Baba. Baba, comma, I am sitting in class, everything is all right till now. By afternoon, again send a message. Keep on reporting him your news. What is happening to you? Everything is all right or not? Keep on reporting. Today somebody said something and I cried. Even report that. Somebody praised me and I was so overjoyed. But after some time, my joy was destroyed. Because the same person started blaming me after some time. Write even that. So keep on writing and like time-wise you know. Throughout the day, what was your stage? You are informing everything to Baba. So this is the love for one Baba. And last, 13th point. Murli churning. This is a, take it as a maryada. This is a murli. Just now, sister read the murli. This is not enough, but you just heard it. Now you have to read it at least twice. Once immediately after the class, whilst you go, or any time before 12 noon, and next reading should be before 8 p.m. So at least twice reading of the murli should be there, and not just reading, take out some points for churning. Baba talked of one mantra today, soham, hamso, soham. Churn on that murli, churn on that vardhan, churn on this limited sanskars. Takes any point, what is Patshala, what is Ishwariya Parivar? So these are the total 13 maryadas. We will see few of them in detail again tomorrow. K means keeping chart. Keep the chart. Keeping chart, write chart. So these are the 13. I will revise once again for you. A for Amrit Vela. For that you have to go and read that book. Is that book available, sister, here? You have that book available? Amrit Vela book? English book? You have. I think if you have read it, start reading it again. For 1 month you have to read it. Every day read it one paragraph, not more than that. Just one paragraph. Revise it again if you already read. One. Second, B is Brahmacharya. C is making the atmosphere of the center very, very powerful. D is dress code. See that your dress, modify your dress. If you think that your dress is not in conformation with Baba's knowledge, you have to change the dress. Because otherwise don't say that some person, some boy is after me and all those things. E, economy. Be economical in everything. And subtlest of the economy is the economy of thoughts. And the subtlest of the economy is the economy of speech. Don't be talkative, verbose. F, food. Don't waste food. Value food, respect food, offer bhog to Baba, and teach others the importance of food. And one more, the so-called machine food which is available in the market. Don't think that all these things are allowed. We are not going to die if you don't eat those processed food which is available in the market. Many people make excuses and they eat that. That's not allowed. Okay. The next, F, G. G means giving good wishes, happiness, blessings to everyone. H means keeping holy company, company of highly spirited souls. Don't be in a company of a person who is depressed, who is frustrated, that his frustration will come unto you. You will also feel, oh, what is to be done? Forget. Let's enjoy Brahmin life, eating, drinking and sleeping. That's it. What is the need of doing intense effort? Next, imbibe divine virtues. Make a list. What is the divine virtue which is missing in life? Is it discipline? Am I punctual? Am I hardworking? If no, let me work. For 1 week, take one virtue and work on that. This week, take the virtue, for example, discipline. I want to make my life disciplined. I don't want me to be careless like that. Waking up anytime, doing anything anytime. Let it be discipline. We are military. Those militaries are, people are so strict and disciplined. Our life also should be like disciplined person. Then, journey to Madhuban. This is a big topic I have taken in short. What are things to be done in Madhuban? What are things to be done during the journey? Our mind, how to prepare for Madhuban Baba visit? What to do there? What are the things not to be done in Madhuban? And what are the things to be done while coming? And what are the things to come after reaching the center, after visiting Madhuban? So J, then K, keeping the chart, and then L means loving one Baba. If you are attracted to human beings and if you have many close relationships with many people and you can't live without them, keep on calling, sending SMS, sending mails, excessive digital communication, no need. Just stop for some time. Give a digital break. Take a digital break. Detox. Digital detox for some days at least. Disconnect to reconnect. If you want to reconnect, disconnect the outside world. Then M. M means Murli Chintan, Murli Manan, Murli Churning. Take one point, take one topics and go in the depth of it. So these are the 13 Maryadas. Tomorrow we will see 13 more plus revision of what we did today. Okay? Om Shanti.